Instead, what Shlemi Hadas actually means are those people who desire and seek out Shlemos. So now on the top of 68, he says, now we need to address at this point in time the second category of people, what he calls the Pechusimehem. So Pechusimehem ultimately, again, are those who are on a secondary level. Ach le Pechusim me'ile tiyeh ha'ara lefi havchanosam v'hu lefi inyan ha'kavar asher himis avim lo. So says Rav Kashtiel, actually says the Ramchal. Now remember, there are those on a secondary level, a little bit of a lower level, who again, tiyeh ha'ara lefi havchanosam, they will have an awakening, but that awakening will correspond ultimately again to their understanding. So what does this mean? So on the first tier of people, and the first tier of people, meaning the first level of what we call the Shlemi Adas, what motivates them is Shlemos. I want to be Shalem in life. I want to be whole. So if you tell me ultimately again what will make me whole, that's what I'm going to work towards. And if you tell me what will detract from my wholeness, I will avoid that. The second category of people are individuals who what motivates them is covet, honor. Lo medibar al anashim mushchasim shemashim ayneno sam zu covet meduma. Kizalech ora kalul b'hamon ha'am v'kan medibar ba'anashim shem kitzas pichusim mishlemi hadas. As maza hamusag shenikra kan covet. So, let's say when you hear this about people who do things, everything for covet, so it sounds like a very negative midah. It sounds like we're talking about very lowly individuals. So the Ramchal says, or Kashtiel says, no. This is obviously only the second tier below Shlemi Hadas. So what does this mean in practicality? So look what he writes. Anashim shechashuv lahem liyos shayachim lema'amad ritzini. What does this mean? In yon ha-covet, ha-kavana shayachus, his yachsus kilomar la'adam chashuv ha-ma'amad shalom. So we'll say, when we say over here about what's important to this individual is covet, so we don't mean that this is the person who needs everyone to honor him. What we mean is that for this person, what's important is his standing and station in life. Yish anoshim, shema shechashuv lahem be'emes, ze lihios in. Do you see that in there? Lihios in. There are some people who what's important for them is to be in. I need to be part of the chevra. It's part of the chevra. I need to be socially accepted. I need to make sure that others like me, that others include me. Yesh anashim, shema shechashuv lahem, zelihios nechshamem b'ma'amad, b'situs, b'shiyuch ha'chevrati shanashim achirim. There are some people like this, that for the most important thing for them is to be included in the social circle. Right? I have a group of friends. I choose this group of friends because I like what they represent. I like who they are. I like whatever it is. You can fill in the blank. I like their social standing. I like their financial standing. I like their material standing. Whatever it is. And I want to be part of this chevra. So it's very important for me to fit in. Lo kizem maybe lahem kavod chitzoni, ki lo osim lahem hatzagos v'kibudim, ela sheyesh lahem kavod atzmi. So remember again, why do I want to fit in? It's not because I need anyone to give me kavod. That's why this term is a little bit misleading. It's not because I want anyone to give me kavod. It's for my own personal dignity. For my own personal dignity, my own personal kavod, my own personal standing, I want to be in. I want to be in. I want to be part of the chevra. So he says, So again, they want to be part ultimately again of a chevra, and of a chevra again of a good chevra. Now, I want to be clear. Understand, having a good chevra is a very powerful thing. A very powerful thing. If you associate with the right people, you have the right social circle, that social pressure could be absolutely positive and incredibly life-enhancing. So Rav Kashtiel is saying the second category of a person is a person who essentially is motivated by a sense of social pressure. Social pressure. I don't want to be left out of the chevra. I don't want to be different than the chevra. I'd like to be on the same footing. Okay, so look what he writes. So he goes on, he says, Ze hadimoy atzmi shalahem be'ene atzman. Therefore, the kavod that I'm seeking is not a covet. I don't need anyone to give me covet. But instead, again, I want to find covet within my own eyes. I want to know that I fit in. I want to know that I belong. Lo kavod chitzoni b'enei achabra, ela b'enei atzmam. Choshuv lahem lihios b'ma'amad shal anashim, shehatvius ma'atzmam him gvos. And again, I want to be associated with a chabra that has high demands on this. As we said, we saw that actually was a beautiful idea in this week's parasha. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to go ahead and take truma, take the collections. Me'is kol ish asher nisa'o libo v'chol asher nadva rucho. From every person ultimately and whose heart lifted him up, and every person whose spirit impelled him. Spirit pushed him to give. So the Mefarshim all tried to understand why didn't the double lashon of Nisa'olibo, his heart lifted him up, and also had Nadva Rucho, his spirit was generous. Why didn't he both those lashonos? So the Netziv has a beautiful verse. The Netziv says that there are two different types of people who give. There are many more, but he condenses it to two. So he says there are people who give because they want to, and people that give because of a social pressure to give. Hey, that's what the Netziv explains. So two different categories of care. People on their own want to give, and people who see, you know what? If Chaim Yankel is giving, and the Schwartzes are giving, and this one's giving, and that's giving, I have to give as well. So what's interesting is, what people don't realize is, the Netziv is not saying that one is good and one is bad. The Netziv is saying both are good. Because what a bracha to have a chevra where the social pressure is to give. Those are the best kind of friends to have, to hang around with people who are going to force you, who are going to put a pressure on you, you know, not through their words, but through their deeds to give more. It's wonderful to be in a chevra where there's a pressure to learn more, to do it and be in a chevra. That's friendship, right? Friends, people who you just joke around with and waste time with and don't grow with, right? Those are acquaintances. I don't know if those are friends. Real friends are people ultimately, again, who you could grow with, who push you to become more. That's a friendship. So then Netziv says, okay, some people gave simply because they saw their friends giving, and that's great. So here, Rav Kashtil is describing what Ramchal is saying, is there's a person over here who wants to be part of the Chevra. But why does he want to be part of the Chevra? Because they're good people. Because I know if I'm part of this Chevra, they're going to push me to go ahead and do bigger and better things. And I want to be accepted as part of that Chevra. That's the covet that he's in. I want the covet of knowing that I'm part of the Chevra. I don't need them to give me covet. I don't want anyone. I need what he calls kavod atzmi. I guess we wouldn't exactly call this covet as much. We'd call it more like a sense of self-respect, self-worth, self-value that comes as a result of belonging to a particular social circle. He goes on to take a look at top of 69. Now understand, so what Rav Kashtil is describing over here is something that's important. Again, there are downsides to this as well, as we will see. This notion ultimately, again, of always wanting to be part of a social circle. So it has its pluses, if it's the right social circle, but has its minuses, even if it is the right social circle. Meaning, when a desire to fit in drives my decisions, sometimes that could be very good. But as we know, sometimes it could be exceptionally detrimental. So he goes on, Shlemi Hadas, top of 69. Him Shlemim Mitzad Atzmam, Mitzad Tiviyah Shlemos. Well, so here's the amazing part. Those people who are Shlemi Hadas, those people ultimately, again, who desire completion or wholeness, so they don't need anyone else to aid in this journey. I mean, the Shlemi Hadas say, you know what, I want to be Shalim. Being Shalim is important to me. Being Shalim is something I desire. So I'm going to actively work on that on my own. I don't need a peer group to help me along with that. Ve'elu lo mitzad ha'shleimus, ela ki ze pogea lahem ma'amad ha'enosh ha'ishi shalahem klat be'atzah. So this is a very important distinction. So now we can really analyze this. So again, understand that everyone, right, see here, what are we aspiring to? We're aspiring ultimately, again, for shleimus. I want to be complete, I want to be shalom. Okay, or I want to be whole. David Shlomo told me complete is not really the right word, it's whole, and he's right. I want to be whole. I want to be whole. I want to be a whole individual. So remember, the beautiful part is right now, everyone's working towards that same thing. The shaila is, what's the motivation? What's the motivation? So for the highest tier of people, the motivation is, I value shleimus on its own. I value shleimus. I value it. I want it. I value it. I'm going to work to make it happen. That's tier number one. Tier number two is, why am I doing this? Because my friends are doing it. And because if I don't work towards shleimus, then what? Then what? Then I'm going to be left out of the social circle. So in other words, do I value shleimus as an independent thing? Maybe yes, maybe no. Meaning, if my friends weren't working on shleimus, they're working on tzedakah, then I might go with tzedakah. But the idea over here is, so again, it's not the quest for shleimus that's driving me. It's the quest for social acceptability that's driving me. That being said, again, even though this guy on the second tier is lower than the guy in the first tier, the guy in the second tier is still good, because first of all, what a bracha to have friends like that. Right? What a bracha to have friends like that. That's number one. And number two, ultimately, again, it's still driving a person in a quest for shleimus. But again, you see the distinction. In tier number one, the quest for shleimus comes from within. In tier number two, the quest for shleimus really originates in an external source, in this case, the social circle. All right, Demos, we'll stop. We'll be here for today. We'll pick up on page 69.